Known as Illegal is a community-based organization that fights for migrant justice and status for all.
All the people here today and the hundreds of people that were at court all day, one more sign that we're not going to stop fighting, that we're going to keep going and keep doing whatever it is we have to do until all the charges are dropped and every single person arrested at the G20 is released. So let's talk briefly about what happened today at court. What happened today is that we saw the largest mass court appearance in Toronto history. Over 300 people appearing in court on trumped up bogus charges related to the G20. And since that last weekend in June, we have been saying to every single person we can that those charges need to be dropped, that they're charges based on people's political beliefs, and they're being targeted because they oppose the austerity agenda that the G20 leaders were in town to implement. And what we saw today was exactly what we've been saying. Over 75 people that were this morning facing charges are no longer facing charges. This is just one more example, one more admission by the Crown that they know that they have nothing, that these charges are bogus, that the police went completely overboard. And the 75 charges that were dropped today is just one sign of that, and we know that these charges aren't gonna stick. We know that as we keep going, as we keep fighting and mobilizing, that more and more charges are going to get dropped, and more of our friends and activists and community organizers are going to be found completely innocent. So while we're out here, we need to remember that this sort of police violence that mainstream Canada was exposed to on that last weekend in June is something that poor communities and immigrant communities and marginalized communities in this city deal with every day, every single day. We know that in places like Six Nations and Tynanega, in places like Jane and Finch, in places like the downtown east side, people face this kind of police violence, harassment, and intimidation every day. And while we're all out here fighting for the charges to be dropped, we need to recommit, to redouble our efforts right now and say that we're not gonna leave anyone behind. Whether you're facing detention and charges because of the G20, whether you're homeless on the east side and facing police harassment, whether you're an immigrant facing deportation at the hands of the CBSA, we are not going to leave you behind, and we are going to keep fighting until everyone is free.